Praise the Lord. Talk Radio.
We welcome you from the Block Talk also. Billions coming, and we thank you for joining us, that we might pray together and we might praise the Lord together. Oh, my God. He's in the room, and he taught me just the other day. He said, Bernard, whenever I'm in the room, let the people know that all they have to do is ask and it shall be given. And all they have to do is just make it known unto him what you're going through. And when you do that, just say, by your stripes, God, by the wound in the side of our Lord and Savior Jesus, we are healed. We are healed. Don't receive what the doctors told you. Don't receive what anybody has told you. Whose report will you believe? I shall believe the report of the Lord. Amen. And receive what the Lord tells you. Amen. You know the Lord, and you've been living in your body longer than the doctor has and longer than instruments have. But when they tell you exactly what they say, take it to the Lord. Take it to the Lord. And let the Lord handle it. Because he can handle it better than you can. Amen. And when he handles it, rest assured that some portion of it, if not all of it, will turn out to be a miracle for you. I believe all of it will. Because he's that kind of God. He's a miracle-working God for you. Amen. Let's go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for everything. Thank you for supplying our every need. Thank you for letting us be in our right minds. You woke us up this morning, and you have started us on our way. Thank you for opening doors for your people. Thank you for hands to move and for mouth to talk and legs to walk, eyes to see, ears to hear. I call it favor. Lord, so many don't have that. But you blessed us to have those things, to give you glory and to give you praise. Oh, thank you, God. Thank you, thank you. Thank you for watching over us all night long and even watching over your word that it will not return void. For even a good digest, people who don't have that realize how important it is. God, for food to go down and digest correctly to give energy in the body that we might have enough energy to lift our hands and say, thank you. Oh, bless your holy name. Thank you for your kindness, for your goodness, for your mercy. And God, thank you because what we are, you made us. And what we have, you gave us. And what we know, you taught us. And where we come from, you brought us. The roof over our head, you provided for us. The shoes on our feet, you provided for us. The clothes on our back, you provided for us. And we want to thank you, Lord. Oh, my God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for fixing every problem. Thank you for after many restless days and many sleepless nights, God, you fixed it for us. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you for the victory. We have victory in Jesus. God, you are so ultra awesome and so ultra wonderful. We bless your holy name. Now, we ask you to forgive us for all sins, everything that we've done wrong, and everything that we haven't done that you told us to do. God, we're trying. Help us, we pray. Forgive us and bless us, we pray. Anything that you didn't like, forgive us and help us to get better. Help us to change and be more like you, in the name of Jesus. We bless your holy name. Look on the people today, all over this prayer line, from every nation. Look on them, God. Those who are getting the thank yous in their home, in their village, in their city, in their country. having people to thank you a thousand times. Look on them and bless them in a bountiful way. Make a way out of no way for them to do it. And those on this line, Lord, who come to praise you, bless them in a special way. God, fix it. Every situation that they need fixing, fix it, God.
Right, yeah.
Those who are in prison, and help them. Oh, God, open up prison doors for those who are innocent of the crime. And bless them, Lord, we pray. Now, Lord, we give you ultra-awesome praise. And we ask you to take over this prayer line today. Thank you for those, Lord, who have reverence for you. Thank you for those who count it joy, Lord, to come unto you and to give you glory. Now, we love you and thank you for what you're going to do today. Thank you for what you've done. And thank you for what you are going to do in the future. In the name of Jesus, we bring all this to you. And it is for the glory of God. We do ask you properly in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for Christ's sake. Thank you for everything. Amen and amen. Oh, my God. Thank you. Amen, Lord, and amen. My. Thank you. Everybody who's on this line, we know we have so many precious people and leaders on this line. And thank you so much for allowing me to come to you. I do come to you as a lamb coming to you, shepherds and shepherdess. Please receive me. Amen. Please just let's praise the Lord together. I hope you all awake this morning. We want to tell you that we love you. We appreciate you. Amen. Good morning to all of you who are awake. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Let's speak to the Lord. Good morning, Lord.
Good
Lord,
morning,
I know you.
Good morning, Lord.
Good
morning, Lord.
Thank
you. Good morning, Lord.
Thank you. Good morning. And, oh, my God, the Lord always enjoys what he created you for. Amen. To give him praise and honor and worship. Amen. Let's give it to him like never before. Amen. Praise and honor and worship. Won't you lift your voices? And what level is your praise on? Oh, I know it's got to be high. All the things that God did for you since yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Woke you up this morning, started you on your way, gave you joy in your soul, peace in your mind, love in your heart, hope that lies within, protected you from the enemy, the snares of the enemy all night long, gave you favor where you live, favor on your job. He gave you that peace of mind. Yeah. So many things. He healed your body. You could think back 20 years and tell about what he did for you then, how he opened doors for you, how he made a way out of no way, how he lifted you up when you were falling down, how he protected your child when they were in that bathroom, had that gun playing Russian roulette and the bullet was in the chamber and God didn't let it go off on your child. Oh, you got so much to thank him for. So much to give him praise and adoration over. Look at your hands. Look at your feet. Open those eyes. See out. And look here and hear out. Oh, my God. You got so much to thank him for. Amen. We're going to have a praise check. I know you want to give him some praise for what he's done for you. And we do thank him. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Psalms 150. Do you have breath? I got it. I'm going to give him praise. Praise check, everybody. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
Thank you, everybody, come on, give him praise.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank
you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank Jesus.
Oh, bless you.
Glory.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Bless your name.
Praise you.
Thank you.
Oh, bless that.
Thank you, Lord. Praise
glory to your name, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise you, Lord. Praise you.
Oh, bless
you. Oh, praise you,
Lord. Bless your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Oh, bless your name.
Praise your holy name, God. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Bless your name today, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord,
everybody.
God
praise the Lord. Love you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
I thank God for some of the most precious people in the whole wide world on this prayer and praise line. And thank God for so many smart people. I mean, brilliant, many of you. I just want to thank God for you. Thank God for all of your help. It's a poor dog that won't wag its tail sometimes. And I just want to thank you for being there. So many of you who have been there for me. Amen. I haven't even told you all, but as I've come on, I've been so tired. And many of y'all have recognized and prayed for me. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And then you've held my arms up. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And Moses had Aaron and H-U-R, Hur. Amen. They held his arms up and propped him up, and they won the battle simply because of those two who helped prop his arms up and those soldiers who were fighting the fight for the Israelites. God, thank you. All right. Amen. I want to just, one of the things I learned from God is that repetition is from the Lord. Some of y'all, the enemy got y'all so flighty until you just don't even know how good repetition is. But it's from God. And one of the things that gets you blessings, I hope you don't miss this, one of the things that gets you blessings is being steadfast. Why do you think the Lord selected me to be over this prayer line? Not because I was so good. No. I feel sometimes worse than Paul, who persecuted the saints. Yeah. No, that's not the reason. Only thing I can say is that he selected me because of my steadfastness. He watched me in Texas. Never forget when I was over the Church of God in Christ orchestra for the women's department. I had the women's orchestra. And we were in New Orleans. And the President of the United States, President Clinton, was coming to the convention. And that year, it seemed like nobody showed up to play in the orchestra. I may have had maybe one or two people in the orchestra, and the President of the United States was coming. Oh, my God. Well, did I throw in the towel? No, I didn't. Mm-hmm. I went and rented me a car, and I went from school to school and told them at these schools that we're putting together an orchestra for the President of the United States. And I need some persons who are, fluent on their instruments. We're putting together the orchestra, and I want you to come and be a part to play for the President of the United States. And before I knew it, after going to a few schools, I had not only enough, but more than enough for what I needed to do. And we had a marvelous orchestra. of President Clinton. Amen. And my God, it was something tremendous. Well, you see, sometimes I've come on the prayer line, and many of you all have been, you know, and I don't fault you for it. We all are tired sometimes. You have not been there. But the Lord had me there to be steadfast. I've been on the blog line, and some of you were not there, but the Lord had me there to be steadfast. God looks at your steadfastness. He knows. He's not looking at your goodness. Yeah, you're saying, all my life I never did this, I never did that. Yeah, thank God you have it. But even your best goodness is like filthy rags to the Lord, because none of us are good. The only person who's good is God. But he looks at your steadfastness. How many times have you been there to praise him when we ask for praise reports? Or how many times have you sat there and let others praise him when he's been so good to you? He looks at your steadfastness. I didn't plan to say all this. Maybe this is my morning message to you. Whatever you do, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. I'll tell you one more testimony. I'm going to move on. I went to Richmond, Virginia, and the people had not advertised. They had not done anything. They just, I don't know what they did, but I got to the auditorium. They brought me there and picked me up and took me to the auditorium. And there were 12 people sitting up in the auditorium of 25, at least 2,000. I think it was 2,500 people, seater. It seated 2,500, 12 people sitting up in the auditorium. And when they got me there, they had a dressing room for me where I go and refresh myself and change on me and put on whatever my uniform is. But I never will forget it. I went out there and looked, and there were 12 people. I counted them, 12 people sitting in this auditorium with 2,500. And the enemy said to me, hey, I know you ain't going to go out there and play for those 12 people. You know, you Dr. Bernard Johnson. You're not going to do that. You can't do that. Get your clothes out of that dressing room and have your driver take you in the limousine back to your hotel. So they won't even know you there. You're here early. They don't know you're here. And I said, yeah, 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 that's right, that's right, that's right. I went to my dressing room to get my clothes, and I did like I normally do. I fell on my knees to thank the Lord. And before I could say anything, he said, wait just a minute. I said, yes, Lord. He said, I thought, well, let me ask you something. That's what he said. Let me ask you something. I said, yes, Lord. He said, who you play for? Who do you play for? I took you before presidents. I took you before kings and queens. But now, you told the president of the people there in Kenya when you played for the president there that when they said you ought to be thrilled to pray for him, and you said I was honored but not thrilled. They said, why? You said, because I remember that I blow for the king and kings. And the Lord of Lords, I want to ask you, who do you blow for? I said, God, I blow for you. Well, if you blow for me, get up off your knees and go in there, go get your horn and go in there and blow for those 12 people. And I got my horn and went in there, and they introduced me. I came out on stage, and I blew for those 12 people like there were 12,000. I blew until I was soaking wet all over. Sweat was even down in my shoes. Every time I walk, I could feel sweat going squeak, squeak. Listen, I blew until I had never blown like that before. And when I finished blowing, I gave the invitation. Out of that 12 people, if I remember correctly, I believe 3 of them came and gave their hearts to Jesus and were saved. Walked in the dressing room after it was over, as I normally do, fell on my knees again just to thank the Lord, soaking wet, and said, Lord, I thank you. He said, wait a minute. I said, what is it, Lord? Did I do something wrong? He said, I just want to tell you something. He said, you've been faithful over a few things, and now I'm going to make you ruler over many things. Let me tell you something. Whatever you do, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For you know that your labor is not in vain. God will bless you every time. God bless all of you today. We love you. I want to open up the line today. Is there one who will say, Brother John, I want to see the praise report today. I want to get about four praise reports. Who will get those praise reports for us? I can't wait on you.
If you Sheila Brown in Kansas, I'll receive them.
God bless you. The line is open to you. Sister Sheila, and thank you so much. God bless you.
Praise God. Good morning.
Give your praise report first.
Sir?
Give your praise report first and then move on.
Oh, good morning. First, I'd like to give honor to God and Chief Ambassador and Dr. Betty and everyone on the line this morning. My praise report is like the chief was saying the other day. The Lord is like he always say, God has done thousands, thousands of things for us while we were sleeping. I just started recognizing that the other day, sitting on my deck, looking at my feet and hands and being able to move them. And I just like to praise the Lord for watching over my heartbeat, keeping my arteries in line when I was sleeping, keeping my uterus safe and everything that's inside of me that he placed there, keeping everything pumping right and giving me a mind to still want to press and serve him this morning. And I just like to acknowledge his goodness because I know I couldn't do nothing, and I just thank him for everything. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is Sister Mays, 334
Sister Mays,
Cole, Alabama.
Sister Mays, we've been praying for you. We heard that
Yes, Ambassador Johnson, Dr. Betty Johnson, Ambassador Pfeiffer, Ambassador Stones, Everton, Ambassador Lacey, and Ambassador Seth. Dean Ambassador Hodge, all of you on Breakthrough Prayer Line, I know you have been praying for me because Ambassador Pfeiffer got the word to me, but we were just so busy and company is flowing out this morning. We had a beautiful celebration for my 90-year-old mother. Mm-hmm. She looked just like she was a little angel. And I just thank God for your prayers, but I just thank God for her life and her legacy because she had one. And if I could just follow in her footsteps and keep the faith that she had, I'll be all right. And I think long as I stick with First Fruit Prayer Line and all of you, I will be able to do that. And I just thank you. I just thank you. But I do need your prayers even more now because of family unity. And I'm asking all of you to do that. I've got to go on mute, but I just want to say, oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. And I will lift up my eyes to the hill from whence cometh all my help. For I know all of my help comes from the Lord. So just I love all of you. And I'll be getting on more. I just seeing company out this morning, so I will go on mute. But I will be back with you.
Before you go, yes. Sister Mays.
Yes, sir.
I know this may seem unusual for others, but the Holy Ghost does things in an unusual way. You just came through something so traumatic, and you're still going through. But let me ask you one thing. Ambassador-elect Deborah Johnson just lost her mother, and you know how what she's going through. Would you take a moment, and I'm doing this on purpose, would you take a moment and pray for Sister Deborah? Ambassador-elect Deborah Johnson just lost her mother.
Yes. I would do that right now. I would do it and gladly. Father God, I just come thanking you. Thanking you. We're thanking you for all of your blessings. We're thanking you, Lord, for it is through you we live, we move, and we have our being. And Lord, first, We ask you to just forgive us for all of our sins. And Lord, let others forgive us for our sins. And Lord, help us, oh God, create in us a clean heart, renew a right spirit within us. Help us, dear Lord. Help. Bless us to end. Give us the strength to know, Lord, that, Lord, your will must be done. And we cannot stop your will. When it's that time, Lord, it hurts. But, Lord, death is not always there, Lord. Help us to realize it. For you take the sting out of death. And I just thank God for the faith and the knowledge that I've grown and received from First Fruit Fairland and all the ambassadors and pastors, and that I could even celebrate and get up and speak on my mother. And Lord, bless Sister Ann. Give her the strength. Let her know that you have all power. Let her look to you, O God. Give her whole family the strength. Give them unity. Give them love, Lord. Even my family and every Bereen family. But dear Lord, just give Ann the strength. Give my sister Ann the strength she needs. Give her the wisdom and knowledge, and know that you are too wise to make a mistake, and you are too just to do wrong, Lord. And Lord, I just thank you. Bless everyone on this prayer line, Chief Ambassador Johnson, Dr. Betty Johnson, all of you. Bless the sick everywhere, the bereaved. Heal, deliver, and protect. Lord, just thank you. And Lord, we bind everything that's coming to try to distract us, to try to steal our joy. Bless Sister Ann. Let nothing come to steal her joy, Lord. Nothing hurt. I just thank you, Jesus. I just thank you for this second. And I just thank you for Ambassador Johnson asking me to give her a word of encouragement. Let her know that when she's done all she could do, and the Lord is there for her, and he will see her through this. Keep her head lifted up and keep on thanking God in the midst of everything. Just thank God. Sometimes you have to praise your way through. Hallelujah. Thank you. Father God, we pray these blessings of God. Jesus' name. Amen.
And Lord, prayer, please remember, amen, Sister Lily Mays, God, even after the funeral has been over, God, she needs you. She needs you. After the family, after the loved ones and friends have gone back home, she's going to need you more than ever. Please help her. Please lift her up. And please keep her company. I know you as the best person who can keep anybody.
Thank you.
Be there in the loneliest hours and be there when everybody has left. Thank you for it.
Yes, Lord. Thank
this precious woman. And lift her up, we pray. Keep her encouraged in the name of Jesus. And we'll give you glory. Send somebody to encourage her in the name of Jesus. And praise. And again, Lord, bless Sister Deborah Johnson down there in Boston-Lick, that you would help her through this storm down in Texas.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Lord Jesus.
Amen. Amen. God bless all of you. Go back to you. Amen, Sister Sheila Brown. Get two or three more praise reports.
Good morning. We're receiving praise reports. We know the Lord has been good to everyone, and anyone is welcome to give the praise reports this morning.
Good morning. This is Ambassador-elect Mother Digby in area code 708, giving honor to God and to Dr. Johnson, to everyone that is on the line. I thank and praise the Lord for being in the for all of his goodness and how the Lord is good and he is worthy to be praised. I want to say I want to give my condolences. I have lost loved ones. I was thinking about how my mother, when my mother passed in 1971, and we were singing, I had such a hurt in me. But the Lord, we were singing that song, I Trade a Lifetime. You know, that was a popular song at that time. And one Sunday morning, we were singing, they were singing, and we got to a park where they said, I sure do want to meet my mother. She told me she'd meet me there. And it would be such a hurt in me. But one Sunday morning, God lifted that hurt. And I want to say, I haven't had it since. The Lord is good, and he's worthy of praise. When the Lord lifted, it's lifted. And I thank and praise the Lord for that. I thank and praise the Lord for everyone that is on the land. God is good, and he is worthy to be praised.
And so, Sheena, we're going, you know what, I just got this idea from the Lord, I believe. At the close of the prayer line today, I'm going to open the line up and let you all, just as we wish happy birthday, some of y'all might want to say a word to these two wonderful women of God. Both of them lost their mothers. I know what it is. I know how it feels.
Yeah.
Because I lost mine a couple months ago, 3 months ago. But I'm going to leave the line open today for you all to give condolences to Ambassador-elect Lily Mays. Uh-huh. And also Ambassador-elect Deborah Johnson.
He's
down there in Texas. All right, we'll do that at the close of the service today.
Yes, sir, Chief.
Anybody else with a praise report? Go ahead, sister.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hey.
Hi. It's Renee McKnight from Texas, area code 325.
Good morning.
Morning. I just want to bless everybody on the prayer line and thank you, Jesus, for my family and my friends and people on the prayer line. Y'all just lift me up in the morning. So wonderful to hear everybody. But continue to pray for me and my family. And y'all all have a wonderful day. I love y'all all.
Thank you. We love you too. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you.
Get a couple
Thank
more.
You. Hi, we're looking for a couple more praise reports this morning.
This is Sister Lucille. I want to first give honor to God and all the saints on this prayer line. I truly thank the Lord for waking me up this morning. I thank the Lord that on yesterday I got a chance to spend some time with my sister at a new apartment, me and my children. And I just truly, truly thank the Lord. We had a real nice time up there at her house yesterday. And I'm asking the saints to keep me in your prayers. God bless you.
Yes, ma'am. God bless you, too. Thank you, Sister Lucille. Do you have any more prayer support?
This is Ambassador-elect Mother Wilson.
Good morning, Mother Wilson.
I'm thanking God this morning for being alive. I thank him for keeping me. I thank him for carrying me on. I thank him for doing things for me that I can't do for myself. And I'm just grateful that I am yet in the land of the living. And looking forward to the Lord to continue to bless me, and I'm asking him to continue to bless everybody that's on the prayer line.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Do we have any more praise reports this morning?
Good morning. This is
Good morning.
This is Sister Linda Farshee from Salt Lake City, Utah. I just want to thank the Lord this morning for letting me be here another day that wasn't promised to me. And I just want to say, I just want to thank the Lord, you know, because he's been so good. And we lost one of our members, and he was a young guy. He was 33 years old. His name is Luther Blackman. And he was over our, he was the president over our choir in the district and the state. And he was living up here, but his mother and them live in Little Rock, Arkansas. And we just asking everybody to pray for that family.
What's that last name?
Blackman.
Blackman family, okay.
Yes, sir.
All right, let's get one more, Sister Sheila.
Hi there. We will see you one more. I heard a voice. Good morning.
This is Ambassador-elect Deborah Pryor. I just want to say I thank God for each of you. I listened to the Wisdom Seminar yesterday, and it was a blessing when talking about Psalms 1, blessed is the man. And I noticed it seemed like the men were kind of shy speaking, but it encouraged me because on Memorial Day, they have Memorial Day prayer at my church at 6 a.m., which I didn't make it till 6:30. But I was trying to get the men at my house up, my two sons, and my husband was here. I couldn't get anybody to get up to go with me to Memorial Day prayer. But when I got there, the parking lot was full, the overflow parking lot was full, and it was a blessing. I took a picture. I said, Dr. Bernard Johnson would love this because I know it's over 1,000 people here from 6 to 7 that are praying and praising God. So it was a blessing. But I did bring the message back, two messages, the one that Dr. Johnson gave on the prayer line, and also our pastor, he usually prays the last 15 minutes, the Lord's Prayer, but he started with the Lord's Prayer and went into Psalms 91 because there's been so many things happening. But It was a blessing, and one of the police chiefs from Indiana and one of the Cook County police officers, I think, came from Illinois just to stand up with the pastor and praying for peace and nonviolence and blessing our children over the summer and, no drownings, no shootings, stabbings, and that the children would be blessed and that people would come to know the Lord. So that was a blessing. That's my praise report. So I started off with my phone listening to Pastor Johnson, Chief Ambassador Johnson in the morning, and then I ended up at church with many just praising God. So it was such a blessing. And then later that day, everyone did come and go with me because I like to go visit my father's grave site, which is not too far from where I live. So that was a blessing. We went and took flowers to the grave site, and it was beautiful. My dad was a Korean veteran, and he passed in 2004. So it was a blessing. Annually, my sons did go for that, and my husband, so we went there and, we prayed there. And then my niece, who passed at 7 weeks old, she, we visit her site and we put a little spin wheel, and there was another little baby that had another kind of polka dot spin wheel, and seemed like when we walked away, the spin wheels were spinning. And I told them, I say, I bet those two babies are playing up in heaven. So be encouraged, Sister Deborah. And the other person that lost their loved one.
Lily Mays, amen. Lily Mays.
Lily Mays. Be encouraged also, Sister Lily Mays. I like that song because I told my cousins years ago, because we used to sing in a choir. When I died, I say if you all outlive me at my funeral, I want you to sing the song. It's a song we used to sing. I'll make it home someday. I know I make it. If the Lord is my leader and my God and my keeper, I'll get home someday. Yes, I'll get home someday. So, one day we all want to get home to be with the Lord, and we just want to make it. I said, Lord, please, I don't want to die in sin. I want to die pleasing you and be with you one day. And then another song that encourages me when I think about loved ones is this, A Highway to Heaven, because nothing can walk up there but the pure in heart. So we miss our loved ones because it's like a piece of us is gone, but, they made it, and one day we'll make it, and we'll understand things better at that time. So be encouraged. Know that others love you, and I'm praying for both of you and for all of those who have lost loved ones and going through things. God bless everyone.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Sister Sheila. Also, Sister Deborah Fryer. God bless both of you. Amen. Sister Fryer, you gave me a key to something I've been looking for. Amen. And I appreciate it so very much. I can't tell y'all what it is right now, but I recognized it, and I got it. Thank you so very much. I'm ready now to receive the prayer request. Amen. If there's someone who wants to volunteer to do the prayer request, I certainly would appreciate it, if anyone. If not, I'm happy to do it. Amen. Anyone want to do the prayer request?
Is Sheila Brown, I'll receive them if that's okay with you, Chief.
All right. God bless you. Double hitter. All right. All right. Give your prayer request, and anyone else who has a prayer request, we'll certainly get some prayer for them. Amen. The line's open.
Good morning. This is Sheila Brown. My prayer request this morning is that the Lord will do amazing things with the new Amazing Grace Church.
That's my prayer request this morning.
Say it again. I didn't quite hear it.
That the Lord would do amazing things with the new Amazing Grace.
All right. Like that. Okay.
Praise God. We're receiving anyone else has prayer requests this morning. The line is open.
This is your graduate partner with 913, but I'm in Ireland. And I would like to tell Dr. Johnson, thank you, Dr. Johnson, for the praise report that you gave us this morning about how you knew your instrument and how God required it of you. But even when it was a small amount, he was going to bless you. And I would just like a prayer and salvation for all my family members.
All right.
Who have not received the Lord. On yesterday, I was invited to the outing, and I was asked if I wanted to be recorded singing. And my little girl had a stage fright, and she was recorded singing, and after that, she tried to get her sister to sing a little bit. Her sister was older, but she couldn't get over the stage fright. She was frozen, couldn't get into the song. But the Lord blessed me to sing, and I kept wrestling after words about, well, I'm an adult. Maybe I shouldn't have participated in that. But the Lord gave me some of the deliverance for years and years. And I sang, and you hear Dr. Johnson say what he said this morning, it lifted my spirit. It lifted my spirit that was wrestling, that was heavy about, should I sing? And I thank God that he blessed me to be able to sing about his goodness with the gathering that we have.
Amen.
God bless you. God bless.
Somebody,
I want y'all to check your phone, first of all, and see that you don't have two phones open in the same room that will cause a lot of feedback. And then if you got something, hitting something by the phone, check that. Amen. Just press *6 to mute your phone. And then you can press *6 again. That will unmute you. All right, the line is open to you. Go ahead.
Hi, we're receiving prayer requests.
Hello.
All right.
Good morning.
Ma'am.
What's
that going back in?
Okay, Pastor Edmonds. Okay.
And I was just requesting for me and my son.
Yes, ma'am. Yes. Thank you. For you and your son?
Yes,
I have that. Thank you. Do we have any more prayer requests this morning? The line is open.
Sister Lucille, unspoken.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Father Digby, I'd like to request in area 708, I'd like to request prayer for the Mason family. The mother passed away about ago, and then one of the sons passed away. I want to request prayer for that family, the Mason family.
Yes, ma'am, the Mason family. Thank you so much.
Do we have any more? This is Mr. Griffin from the 314 area. I'm asking for prayer. I'm seeking employment, so I'm asking for prayer that God would open a door for my new assignment.
Okay, what was that name again? I'm sorry.
Sister Griffin, 314 area.
Thank you so much, Sister Griffin. God bless you. Do we have any more prayer requests this morning?
Yes, this is Linda Wilson again.